It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, November 8th, 2019. Today is the birthday of English astronomer and mathematician Edmund Halley, born near London in 1656. He was the first to calculate the orbit of the comet later named for him. He is also noted for his role in the publication of Isaac Newton's Principia Mathematica. Halley began his education at St. Paul's School in London. He had the good fortune to live through a period of scientific revolution that established the basis of modern thought. He was 4 years old when the monarchy was restored under Charles II. 2 years later, the new monarch granted a charter to the informal organization of natural philosophers originally called the Invisible College, which then became known officially as the Royal Society of London. Halley entered Queen's College, Oxford, in 1673, and there was introduced by letter to John Flamsteed, the royal astronomer. On one or two occasions, Halley visited the Royal Greenwich Observatory where Flamsteed worked, and he encouraged the young man to study astronomy. In 1678, he was elected a Fellow of the Royal Society and, with the intercession of the King, was granted a Master of Arts degree from Oxford. In 1684, Halley made his first visit to Isaac Newton in Cambridge, an event that led to his prominent role in the development of the theory of gravitation. Halley was the youngest of a trio of Royal Society members in London that included Robert Hooke, the inventor, and Sir Christopher Wren, the famous architect, both of whom, with Newton at Cambridge, were attempting to find a mechanical explanation for the movement of the planets. Their problem was to determine what forces would keep a planet in forward motion around the sun without either flying off into space or falling into the sun. Encouraged by Halley, Newton then expanded his studies on celestial mechanics into one of the greatest masterpieces produced by the mind of man, the great Principia itself. The Royal Society decided that Mr. Halley undertake the business of looking after it and printing it at his own charge, which he certainly did. He consulted with Newton, tactfully subdued a priority dispute between Newton and Hooke, edited the text, wrote laudatory verse in Latin for the preface, corrected the proofs, and saw it through publication in 1687. Continuing his own pioneering work in observational astronomy, in 1705, Halley published a synopsis of the astronomy of comets, in which he described the orbits of 24 comets that had been observed from 1337 to 1698. He showed that the three historic comets of 1531, 1607, and 1682 were so similar that they must have been successive returns of the same celestial visitor, now known as Halley's Comet, and he accurately predicted its return in 1758, although he did not live to see it. He died at Greenwich in 1742 at age 85. Halley's concern with practical applications of science reflects the influence of author Francis Bacon, who held that science should be undertaken for the improvement of human civilization. Though wide-ranging in his interests, Halley displayed a high degree of professional competence that foreshadowed scientific specialization. His wise assessment of Newton's work and his persistence in guiding it to completion earned for him an important place in the emergence of Western thought. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 8th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.